Hello, this is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject, again, we're dealing with hope and the anointing factor, but part 17. The topic within this subject is called Hope, the image of the promise of God, that is the covenant promise. Let us go to Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 to 18 once again. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the fullness assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise, that is, Abraham obtained the promise. Verse 16, "For indeed men swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end to all dispute or argument." Verse 17, "Thus God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise," which is the believers today, "the unchangeable of his counsel, confirmed in an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that is the bread and the wine, or the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong inner strength, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us." The book of Romans says that we are heirs to the promise. We are Abraham's seed. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29 says, "And if you be Christ's, then are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." We are heirs to the promises of God. What are we talking about here? It says in verse 18 that by two immutable things, in which was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation or inner strength, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. To lay hold of the hope, we're talking about an inner image on the inside of our spirit man. When we lay hold of the hope, we're talking about the image of the promise of God that develops into our imagination. Let me explain a little bit further about the imagination and the images. God put into us the imagination, and it's a very important part of receiving the promises from God together with faith. But let's talk a little bit more about it. You can't think without images. Your mind will not function without images. It's called imagination, and it's the most powerful thing God has put into your soul. The imagination is not to be used for sex fantasies. What do I mean by that? It means that your body nor your mind can tell the difference from an actual experience acted upon and one that is acted only in your mind. The body will produce the same results. God gave you imaginary faculties so that you could see into the realm of the spirit, so that you could look at things that are eternal, so that you could look through the eye of faith and look at things in the future and apply your faith and bring it into the present. The Bible definition of this system, you might call it a system, imagination, is called hope. And the Bible says to protect that by casting down imaginations and bring everything into obedience to Christ Jesus. What do I mean by that? As we start to build that inner image of the promise of God in our imagination, God is telling us, protect it. Do not let it be destroyed or removed or stolen from you. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus," that is the Anointed One. Verse 6, "and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when my obedience has been fulfilled." What do we do when we cast down these thoughts or imaginations that come against the promise of God that's being built on our imagination? We go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and I read, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." So God says to us that when we're building this inner image in our imagination by the word of God, God says, protect that image. Do not let it be destroyed or stolen. It says to cast down every imagination or every high thing that comes against that image to stop it happening. God says is to come against those things and cast them down. But not only to cast them down, and as a believer you have authority to do that, God says not only cast them down, but to replace that. And it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, think on these things. In other words, God says, cast down the negative things that come against your inner image and think on things which are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report. What's God saying is cast down the negative thoughts that may come to you and put the positive thoughts in there, but put the positive thoughts in there by the way of God. Hallelujah. God puts his words in letters or in writings, so those writings we can read and listen to, and they will form images in our inner man, in our imagination. The words of God are images. You cannot use your mind without images. See yourself with it. This is the way the mind was created by God and to be used by God. Let me give an example. When I say something, these words will form a picture in your mind. Here's the example. Dog. Big dog. Big red dog. Big red curly haired dog. Big red curly haired mean dog. Can you see when I say those words that those words are painting a picture inside your imagination of the dog, of a red dog, of a curly dog, of a mean curly dog? That picture is changing every time I give you a new word. Your imagination is showing you pictures of the words that I'm speaking. You do not think in words, but you think in pictures. Words paint a picture on your imagination, on the inside of you. Hope paints a picture of God's promise in your imagination. Why is this necessary? It's necessary because you are setting the stage for faith to come in and to make that hope, that image, to become a reality in your life. Just let me explain something about the mind. The Bible tells us that we have the authority. If we're a child of God, if we're born again through Christ Jesus, we have been given the authority over our minds. We don't have to accept every thought that comes into our mind, every imagination that comes into our mind, or any picture that comes into our mind. We have the authority through the word of God, in the name of Jesus, to bind up those thoughts and pictures and cast them down, or to throw them out of our mind. But God says when you throw them out of your mind, replace those thoughts with positive things. How do we do that? We go to the word of God, and that promise that we're believing for, we hold on to it. We confess it. We meditate on it. And as we meditate on it more and more, that picture grows on the inside of us to become a reality. At a certain point, faith goes into that promise, into that image, and makes it become a reality. Faith gives it substance. But God is saying, from the time you start praying for what you want in your life, that promise, that hope, that picture, but when you start praying for it and it starts to develop in your imagination, Satan will come against you and try and rob you of that. And God says, bind those attacks, bind those thoughts, cast them out of your mind and replace them with the positive things of the word of God. Thank you for listening. God bless.